everybody. You're about to listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I am J. Anthony Brown. But before we start the show, what I want you to do right now is apologize to Monday, because today is Tuesday. Ain't that right, Shirley Strawberry?
That's right, Jay. Hey, Tuesday. Monday, we sorry.
Sorry for everything we said. Colorado, you want to apologize to Monday?
Okay, my bad, Monday. My bad. What's up? Good morning, everybody. Hey, Tuesday.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday. Junior, you want to apologize, man?
Nah, I meant what I said about Monday. Morning, everybody. Can't go back.
And last but not least, it is the King of Pranks. Tommy, what's going on, man?
Morning, baby. Top of the morning. It is Tuesday, and ain't nothing wrong with Monday or Tuesday if you naked. It's all right with me.
Wow.
Naked Monday, okay. Naked Tuesday, naked Wednesday, naked Thursday, naked Friday, naked Saturday, naked Sunday. You're staying naked.
We just got here.
Are these the naked on the wind?
And y'all just put them clothes on. So let's quit acting like y'all wasn't naked before you got here.
Y'all was naked before.
Well, not in the shower,
I mean,
no.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, see?
And you're naked for a long time because you don't know what you're going to wear to work. So you just sit there naked.
Just be in the closet, just dripping water.
Okay, Jay. let me say this, Jay. If I cannot go to bed without knowing what I'm going to put on the next day. I cannot.
Oh, Shirley, please.
Really?
I'm with you. I still got that schoolboy mentality. Yeah. Everything
you lay it out.
It's laid out.
Well, wow. Yeah. Most times I lay it out, but if I don't lay it out, it's laid out in my mind. I can go right to it
and grab it.
Yes.
And get on out the door.
Uh-huh.
I lay it out. Yeah.
I have to know what I'm going to wear the next day. That's my biggest issue in getting ready.
I lay it out.
For anything.
Oh, really?
What am I going to wear?
No, okay.
It's not my hair, it's not my makeup, none of that.
I got the hat, I got the socks and the shoes, I got the drawers balled up in the other pair of shoes. Yeah, I got everything.
Why the drawers balled up, though, dog?
Because I want to know where my drawers at. I don't know.
That's one thing you can't be searching for in drawers.
You got to at least unball them, though. They don't have to be balled up.
Well, when they ball up, Tommy, you take them and you pop them to the wind, and then you put them on.
You don't have to have wrinkled underwear. You really don't.
But here's a little tip about putting on your underwear. I've reached the age now, and maybe you guys have, I don't know. Well, now, I remember back in the day when you was like in a rush, you could just jump in your drawers. Man, I better sit my ass down.
Ain't no more standing, Jay.
Man, if I don't sit.
Hey, Jay, you know what? That's like tying your shoes. You know, if you tie your shoe and get up too fast, you can actually have a headache.
Yeah.
Boy, you millennials have so much to look forward to. Yeah, let me just tell you.
Yeah. Is y'all got to the point you start holding your breath to tie your shoe?
No, but I do know this guy that his shoestrings are on the inside of his shoes, like where his instep is. Mm-hmm. They're there. They're not in the middle. They're on the side because that's how he has to tie them. Because he can barely get that leg up to that knee to tie
them. Oh, that don't make no
sense. Oh, boy.
All right, guys. Coming up at 32 after the hour, the worst things people have seen at weddings. Uh-oh, Jay. That's coming up right after this.
Mm-hmm.